The Lebanese band Mashru Leila has been called the Arab world's most popular indie pop group. They're currently on tour in North America with stops in New York and Washington, D.C. this weekend. Mashru Leila got its start at the American University of Beirut in 2008, 2 years before the anti-government protests known as the Arab Spring. They supported those protests and have been outspoken ever since. The lead singer and lyricist, Hamed Sino, is openly gay. In the Arab world, that is taboo, if not illegal. The band's new album is called The Beirut School. This is the song Radio Romance. Well, joining us now, our lead singer, Hamed Sino. Welcome to you.
Hi, thank you.
And the drummer, Carl Georges, is with us as well. Welcome to you.
Hello.
Okay, so I have to start by the fact that you've been banned in Egypt and Jordan, protested, threatened. Why?
I guess at this point in the Middle East, it doesn't really take much to get banned, as you can see from what's happening with protests around the region. Anyone sort of articulating anything about freedom of speech or basic human rights in the region gets heavily opposed by political bodies.
And was that about you being openly gay or about the message of your music?
I don't think it's exclusively about me being openly queer. I think it's more about our position, about the uprisings across the Arab world to date, and how our audience has situated us amongst those protests.
And how does that play out to be banned in a place like that?
What do you mean?
I mean, do they call you up and say you're now banned, or how does that work?
No, you tend to find out about it through the press, actually. It's much more violent.
And actual concerts get canceled, you know. So we had a concert in Jordan, and the concert was canceled, and then we received statements, you know, official statements signed by ministers and by political figures.
In Lebanon, what happened was that, the concert, we haven't been banned in Lebanon. We just had our last concert canceled very, very violently. And the way that played out was entirely through like a media war, basically.
What happened?
What happened is that our work was taken out of context and sort of perverted in a way that that was rather unfortunate. People were taking some of the lyrics out of context and trying to make it look like the band was sort of out to arbitrarily blaspheme and offend the Christian faith in particular, which isn't really our agenda, to be honest.
Fake news and fake pictures and fake videos were produced, you know, massively. They edited, you know, parts of interviews we did from all over the world, and they did overdubs, and it's like...
It was actually pretty hilarious.
A huge production, you know.
What is your agenda?
Honestly, we just want to make music. And, you know, the politics are an integral part of who we are as people. So it tends, you know, these things tend to sort of surface in the lyrics and in our positions publicly. We're very, you know, vocal feminists. We, you know, tend to be very supportive of the uprisings across the Arab world. We believe in democracy. We believe in gender justice and in sexual freedoms and in... social justice in general when it comes to, you know, sort of race and class. And that apparently makes us Satanists and Freemasons, according to the Arab press.
I want to listen to one of your songs. This is Cavalry. This is your first English language song.
Best stop brandishing a sword of yours, lest you fall right off of your throne. If I fail, if I die, I'll come back every time till I've seen you through. Ooh, every head you cut turns into three. Ooh, I burst into armies of me.
Now, in a video for this song, you show Arab children in what seems to be a real-life encounter arguing with Israeli soldiers. What is the song about? And tell us more about the video as well.
So the song is something that we wrote after getting banned in Egypt. And the song is really just about sort of self-empowerment and knowing that there are certain fights that you're bound to lose, but that you show up for anyway, because of what that means for a longer struggle. Interestingly enough, the video isn't, you know, sort of explicitly about Arab children and an Israeli army. That's why the director sort of chose to go with more neutral military outfits that don't actually resemble the Israeli army's uniforms. Mm. The video is really just about sort of the militarization of politics and what it means for oppressive politics to start to sediment into every aspect of our existence at this point, not just in the Arab world, around the world in general, I think.
Let's listen to another song. This is Salam, which means peace, of course. Here it is. So let me say, first of all, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tell me about this song.
So this song, we got invited to be part of this workshop organized by Block 9 at the Banksy Hotel in Palestine. And because of the political situation between Israel and Lebanon, and essentially those two countries still being formally at war, we're not actually allowed to go to Palestine, because that would mean having to get our passport stamped by the Israeli government. So we ended up Skyping in to this workshop with Brian Eno and Roisin Murphy and, you know, Black Madonna and many other artists that we adore, and wrote that song with Roisin Murphy. And the song is basically, you know, just about really wanting to be able to see Palestine, especially given that Palestine has been, you know, this almost mythological place at this point that we grew up hearing about, and that's been the basis of so much of Lebanese politics for forever. And just not being able to see that and longing to see that place.
When you talk about the politics in the Middle East, and now you're touring around North America, how does it feel in this country, given the politics of the moment here?
Honestly, it feels eerily similar. You know, it's horrible seeing that the whole world is very much moving to a similar drum right now. What's going on here is pretty crazy. And it's been very disappointing to me personally as a Lebanese American citizen to sort of move here and be confronted with the fact that that sort of myth of American exceptionalism and American advancement when it comes to social justice and race equality and gender equality and sexual freedoms is very much just a media myth that isn't really there on the ground. And that was heart-wrenching for me.
What about you, Carl? How do you feel touring around the U.S. at the moment?
For me, I'm a bit more positive than Hamid, because I don't live here, actually. I'm based in Beirut, so to me it's quite exciting to be here, you know. And we started the tour in Dartmouth. We played in a cottage, so, and we had a talk with the students and we gave courses. Those people were interested, actually, in what's happening in the Middle East. They were, like, passionate and asking thousands of questions. So it shows that there is maybe a beacon of hope.
Let's listen to a song that NPR actually called a song of the summer a couple of years ago. This is the song called Roman. So, Hamid, this is a feminist anthem?
Inadvertently, yes.
What's the message in it?
The song itself is really just about betrayal, and we wanted to shoot a video for it. And a friend of ours, Jasim Salim, decided that she wanted to situate the site of that betrayal within patriarchy. And obviously, you know, the four of us got super excited about the opportunity to be allies and what that means about sort of amplifying someone else's politics through our platform.
When you listen to that song, and that's a couple of years old now, how do you think your sound has evolved?
Interesting enough, that song is much older than 2 years. We actually wrote it like 6 or 7 years ago and sort of just put it in the drawer. It's changed a billion times. At some point it sounded like a metal track. At some point it sounded like an indie rock track. Huh. Right now I have no idea what it sounds like. The production is pretty barren and sensual, I think. How do I think our sound has changed? I think, you know, from the get-go, we've tried to avoid being bogged down by one genre or one aesthetic as much as possible. We're very easily bored and we consume all sorts of music. And I think that sort of comes out in the tracks.
The band is called Mashru Leila. The singer there we've been speaking with is Hamed Sino and the drummer, Carl Gerges. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.
And if you're in New York or Washington, you can find more information about Mashru Leila's performances this weekend at hereandnow.org.